You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Bad Friend with Molly, and we've got Victoria, who is from Bad Friend but also from Girls Rock Camp, on the line. Morena, Victoria, how are you?
Morena, I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. It's awesome to be able to chat to you about what Girls Rock Camp is up to at the moment, because you've changed it up a little bit this year because of old coronavirus. What's it looking
old
like, Vic?
Coronavirus. we've definitely had to change it up. Obviously, we weren't able to have a physical camp, so we sort of went with the idea of an online camp this year.
Awesome.
Which has obviously had to change what we do a little bit, and we've decided that now that we're at level one, we can incorporate some physical socialising as well.
Fantastic.
Which is a nice little treat. So what we're kind of looking at is a three-day online camp from Wednesday the 8th of July to Friday the 10th of July.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be really awesome. And what we're kind of doing this time is, obviously, we just want to make it as accessible as possible for everyone in the country, so that, you know, that's the beauty of having it online, is that it's not limited to people in Pōneke now, so that's real sick. And we're going to have a bunch of amazing workshops.
Awesome. And the workshops are going to be online and free as well, is that right?
So we're providing all the workshops for free, and we have workshops including classic Girls Rock workshops, t-shirt making and zine making.
Awesome.
And we also have one on Taonga Pōro, performance, songwriting, and I'm actually really excited. We're going to have one on Soundtrap, an online DAW. And we're actually going to have Anna Edgington from Massey University, one of the lecturers, and she's going to take that. So she actually taught me when I was at Massey, and she's an incredible teacher. So I'm really looking forward to it.
It's really nice as well, because I guess now that people can also socialise, you could get a couple of friends around at your house and do the workshops together online as well.
Yeah, exactly. And we're kind of creating an online resource activity book, And you can pay to be part of the camp, and an $80 fee entitles you to, you'd be sent out a physical activity pack, so that comes with t-shirts and zine information and a booklet and a bag and lots of extra goodies. And then also in the afternoons after the workshops, you'd be able to talk one-on-one with instrument tutors and band mentors to kind of help you write your own stuff.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So for people who might not be hugely familiar with Girls Rock Camp, I'm sure most BFM listeners now know a lot about you guys, but what is your MO? How are you sort of like, what's your function and how did you come about?
Yeah, so the first Girls Rock was in Portland and now it's based in, all across the world, but then Nicole from Carbon Carb started it up in Auckland. Love Nicole. And basically the whole idea is that we're creating, like, they tend to be week-long holiday programs, and therefore young people, predominantly women, transgender and gender non-conforming people, and basically the whole idea is just to build confidence and use music as the medium for that. So, you know, I think it's awesome because when you're at a physical camp, obviously you can see this amazing change in a young person throughout a week, and it's pretty rewarding and pretty heartwarming. And also I'm sure that so many of your listeners and people in our like music community who are women and gender non-conforming people really feel like we've had to carve out a space for ourselves, and so it's kind of nice to do more for the younger generation than we
totally
have, you know?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And it just seems to be like the most fun. Everything I always see from you guys posted online looks heaps of fun. And some of the tracks that get made by your campers are really awesome. We're going to play a song by Jean Fraser Holt, who I believe came through the Girls Rock Auckland version. And this is just such a beautiful song. So we're going to play that in a minute. But just before we let you go, Vic, remind everybody of where they can go if they want to find out some more details about this and join in with all the free or the little activity pack fun that they can do.
Yeah, so just head on over to girlsrockcamp.co.nz, and if you go to the Pōneke page, we have all the information about the camp, and you can sign up over there for free or for not free.
For not free, but not very expensive as well, which is awesome.
No.
So yeah, really cool stuff. Hey, thanks for chatting to us this morning, Victoria. This is going to be such a cool camp, 8th of July to the 10th of July, and looking forward to seeing what gets made out of this.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to listen to Your Heart on Me by ex-Girls Rock camper Jean Fraser Holt now. Have a nice day, Vic.
Thank you. You too.
See ya.
Bye.
Me.
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.